This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with John W. Spring, and we're going to soon have Dr. Singh on in a few minutes. We have Simon here. I'm trying to bug Simon to get his last name. Hey, Simon, I'm going to get your last name, or you won't be back in the show very soon. So we're going to know who you are. If I have to send an intel agent to your place, we're going to find out who you are, guy. Pretty funny, hey? And I got to kick at you saying the joke of, if they tell my name, they're going to have crosses of people burning in my front yard. No, you're not. In fact, Digdo is the exact opposite. Coming with full disclosure saves your ass. Coming with lots of information that puts you in danger and not disclosing your name makes you a target. So if there's somebody who doesn't want you to be around and you've got too much information and you don't come up with your name you're disclosing, you're a walking dead man. Do you understand that? You can't hide when intel agents are watching every syllable that comes out of my freaking mouth and the people who have my show. It's dangerous to do that. It's the exact opposite of what you'd assume. Full disclosure is how you protect your butt. And also you have to have other layers of protection, like I have my own exotic and regular weapons. If need be, I'll even have agents here. I think there's a danger. I'll have an agent here actually protecting me so that, and legal battalions of attorneys and so on. I'm not afraid of conflict. I race toward it. But the best disclosure is to be straight up with who you are, and put your name. You don't have to say exactly your city or town, but if you're such and such, I guarantee you the NSA or the no such agency, they know who you are. But not hide, but hiding it is a formula for catastrophe. Isn't that interesting? What do you think of that, John? That's an interesting idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's the exact opposite of what the public thinks. See, I've been in the spook for 27 years. I know all this, what I call the spooky ideas, to explain why some people that are kind of wimpy doctors have tried to hide how they're dead, or other whistleblowers. But people like me, they're freaking nuts. They come out and give full disclosure. Why the hell is that guy Deagle so loud? He's crazy. Remember the comments by Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Made and so on, and Dr. Minkowitz? He's psychotic. Well, Mr. Psycho has got the answer to the coronavirus and able to turn off not only the bioreactor generating the spike proteins, but to rescue millions of people, not you dumbasses. Why don't they shut the hell up if they can't be my ally? How's that? Now, you're going to repent, ladies and gentlemen, for not interviewing me, including Alex Jones and Mike Adams, because they're terrified of Deagle, justifiably because you're liars and manipulators, or you're into some kind of strange cult where you think if anybody's been injected, they're damned anyway, so they're not part of the human race anymore. Excuse me? Who the hell made you so high and mighty that you deserve to live and nobody else does if they took the shot? Just because they're either dummies or they're self-arrogant. Okay? I'm here to fix the problem, not to compound it. I don't care what people think about me. In fact, most of the time, because I cut off people, I talk too much, and I give technical details, I'm not well-liked. I could give a shit about that. I'm going to save your ass even if you hate me, okay? Oh, there. But if you want to engage me intellectually and think you can take Dr. Deagle on, God help you, because I'm not a nice molecule in my body. I'll give you the intellectual lashing of your life. Because I want people to understand, when you listen to me, you get truth, including the truth of disclosure. So, John W., I want you to give me your... Now that we've got the Edge of Cap and the Edge of Spray and the Edge of Eyedroppy coming on, we have our bioreactor being purchased. We've got the confirmations of our license and so on. We have billionaire investors ready to invest now. We're giving you our spreadsheets, like I sent to you, and so on, so you know what the costs are. We're trying to work out the costs in the Western world so it's reasonable for whatever technique, whether it's eye drops or nasal spray or whatever. And we actually are going to give them not only the regular tests we have through Advanced Medical Labs, but also abbreviated tests. Some of them, I talked to my guy, Charlie Hill, that we can actually get people to do literally from their phone and get answers within 10 minutes. What do you think of that?
That's amazing.
Right. So you got to understand, we already are working all these steps in the puzzle, because you have to understand the the lockdowns after this very mild virus, COVID-19, is all a psychological warfare on the public, and the public being good lemmings, you know, or sheep. As I say, the first 2 minutes of turning on any broadcast from the Criminal News Network or MSLSD is you have to do your what's called your braying lessons. If you turn it on, this is NBC News. Let's start our braying lessons. Okay, we're finished. We can tell you the news now. You've been braying for 2 minutes. Pretty funny, eh?
Yeah.
Now people say, what's wrong with this guy, Deagle? Nothing. That's why I learned this morning. You gave me the inspiration. If I had a superhero costume, I think I'm going to do that just for fun. And I'm going to call myself Dr. No. K-N-O-W. It'll be a K, one color, N-O, two colors, and an O-No, and a W. Like the old superhero. Not a bad guy, but a good guy. Dr. No. In other words, I know, and you dumbass don't know. And if you want to engage me, for God help, for God's sake, do it for your sake and the sake of your family, your mama that may have taken the shot, your brothers, your sister, your wife, your husband. Your kids are now sterile, not going to have any children. You need to have them face Dr. No. How's that?
I wish I thought of that myself.
But you like that, eh? You kind of inspired me when you were talking this morning. I thought, if I get a superhero costume, that's what it's going to be. You'll see you there with my cape flowing in the wind. And it'll say, ah, Dr. No is here.
Yes.
And I'm going to have what's called an intellectual 7-foot claymore sword from my Scottish ancestry that literally sings in the wind as I chop people up intellectually and think they know more than me. Or they quote PhD papers from people that must know more than Dr. Deagle. I love CA papers. You know what? People don't realize that most of the time, people don't realize this, but your intellectual anus is, even in the Bible, is your lips, your mouth. Most people intellectually anus, where they defecate intellectually, is their mouth, just past their tongue and teeth.
Yeah.
All right? Now, oh, that's so insulting. You're so strange, Deagle. I said, yeah, but I got to get the truth from you, because sometimes dark humor will get through when a good argument won't. And where civilization is suicidally stupid, why are we convinced, like people, when I talk to young people, say, my friends all had the shot and they're all partying now, they don't have masks. And I said, has anybody proven to you they have T-cell immunity against these new super strains called the Delta strain from South Africa, from India? Well, no, but they're partying. I'm thinking, really, do you know that all the hospitals are filled up with people who are vaccinated? They're not people unvaccinated, they're vaccinated people filling up all the hospitals, especially with these new strains. You're kidding, Dr. Deagle. I'm not kidding. That's the data. I got doctors contacting me. I just talked to an ICU doctor this morning who works in Arizona, and he's telling me that's exactly what he's seeing. The vaccinated people are the ones ending up in friggin' hospital. What do you think of that?
Well, that's so true, Dr. Deagle.
So maybe I should send him a plaque. If they've been dumb enough to take the shot at their husband or wife, I'll send him a plaque, love. You have received the silver or gold or platinum dumbass award.
That's why the vaccinated people are typically the most unhealthy.
Well, of course they are. Well, look at children. When I went to medical school in 1973, and I had my PhD project finished, but I didn't finish the thesis in marine oceanography and bacterial genetics, I slept in the lab floor beside the scintillation counter on the floor. And my director, Dr. Brown, said, you're the smartest PhD candidate we've ever had. I've been told that numerous times to different people. But I went into medicine and I realized at the time we had lectured in the second year of medical school in 1974, and we had one special case we're going to review about one child with autism spectrum disorder. At that time, only one, I think it was 3,500 people got autism. It just was not seen. But as they increase the vaccines, their blood-brain barrier breaks down, they start to get basically neurotransmitter changes that causes basically a frontal lobectomy. Back in the 1920s, and this, by the way, the magazines are being sent to Adolf Hitler because he acquired them from America. You know that the craziness of the Reich was actually invented in the United States of forced sterilization and forced lobotomies on young people who were, basically mentally challenged, like my daughter with Down syndrome?
Yes.
When she went to see her doctor yesterday, they said, well, Can your doctor go to the daughter go to the bathroom without help? Well, my daughter operates her own computer, laptop, and so on, her own bidet. We just bought her a new bed today. And she could get married and say, there's no way this child has Down syndrome. She can operate her iPad, her computer, her laptop, and her own bidet and everything. She travels all over the world and cruise ships and everything. She doesn't need to be having her hand held. Actually, she brings stuff to my wife to remind her to take different supplements at different times of the day. So they ask dumbass questions because the average child that's been treated with Down syndrome isn't giving proper metabolic support. So guess what? Of course they're mentally retarded. Of course they don't function. And of course they've tried to kill all these babies off in utero, but also afterward they mishandle them and give them tons of vaccines, which fry the last bit of decent brain tissue they have to make them to actually be able to function. Not our daughter. When they tried to give her the Gardasil vaccine, I threatened the vaccine nurse and I said, if you vaccinate my daughter, I have a vaccine for you, but it contains lead. What do you think of that? You're not going to do that. I said, don't do it. You'll die. How's that? Scare the crap out of them. They saw the nice side of the bad boy, Dr. Deagle.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Okay, yeah. So, John, you're go ahead with your question or comment.
I think it's called OCD. I make it's 3 letters, a catchword of people that do things in a very repetitious ritual, are very meticulous.
Yeah. They call it obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that caused by vaccinations and shots?
Yes. It's inflammatory breakdown of the blood-brain barrier in the anterior forebrain bundle, and the specific levels of neurotransmitters inhibit behavior, so the inhibitory neurotransmitters are not working properly, so you get the various activator nuclei in the brain that cause them to have hyperactivity of specific groups of the gigantocellular cells in the reticular activating system. Those cells cause them to have a form of hyperactivity, causing them to repeat behaviors in order to be able to actually do anything. But it's basically an inflammatory change to increase certain activity of the parts of the RES or reticular adding cells. It actually is tied also to anterior forebrain bundle and neurotransmitter imbalances causing OCD. I can do imaging studies and blood tests to prove it to people, and don't believe me.
Okay. Now, my next question is, can these people be adequately rehabilitated?
I'm the only one on earth who knows how to do it. And you combine therapies that are available, such as EEG, biofeedback, with a sinus doctor and psychologist, nutraceuticals to remyelinate their brain, turn off free radicals, improve the blood-brain barrier because it's a metabolic barrier, not a physical barrier, and to normalize the activity so you have cortical matching of frequencies from different parts of the cortex and you calm the reticular activating cells so the person is not hyperactive. And that can prove with specific imaging studies and quantitative electroencephalography. But nobody else besides me knows how to do it. I'm the only one.
Okay. So in this case, you don't have nutritional supplements that would...
Yeah, I have some. You have to use nutritional supplements. Use keto technology like Lumen Photon and other technologies to actually normalize the brain function and mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Because then you probably need that. And if they've been toxic with either toxic chemicals or other things, you might even need low ELF infrared sauna, but usually it's a combination of mild hyperbaric oxygen, scalar technology like Lumen Photon, and possibly sonic life, and you may need the other things like the Magi, which is 432 frequency because they're very sensitive to electro pollution. People are hyperactive. And our world is loaded up with all kinds of I call free radical loading technology, whether it's radio frequency or pollution in your home. And all these frequencies is someone basically that has a very sensitive area of their hypothalamus and their pituitary gland and so on. The scalar frequencies cause the brain to fire excessively, causing obsessive behavior.
Yeah. Now, it seems in the past that psychologists have tried to use some kind of therapy, teach these people certain routines that...
the problem is, you see, it's not, you have to treat on all levels. You've got to treat on the spirit level. You got to treat on the biochemical level, you got to treat on the neurotransmitter level, and on the neurophysiological level, and you have to treat on the immunological level, and then the behavioral level. If you don't treat on all levels, you don't get a success. They only want to treat on one level, think they're going to cure it, that's done. It's the idea that psychologists, that's one of the reasons why when I went to medical school 50 years ago, they didn't want me to work with associates who were psychologists or dentists or anybody else. For example, when I worked with Dr. Murray Vimy back 50 years ago, The Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons didn't want me to even give them equations how to work out mercury vapor or microvoltages across the teeth as to work out total body burden of mercury vapor, which is extremely toxic to the zinc metalloenzymes in your brain, in your peripheral nerves, etc. They said, how dare you, Deagle, give this guy equations? I said, he's working on a science doctorate at the university. So you got to understand, the medical establishment doesn't want solutions. They want problems so they can make money at it, and they want to be able to embalm you all the way to your grave. That's why I call it Embalmacare. Do you like that? Embalmacare?
Yes. Well, that's what it is.
Let me give you my little satanic voice to make you laugh. You know what, Satan and healthcare systems in America are evil. People pay lots of money to see their doctor. They receive vaccines when they're children. They get asthma, autoimmune disease, cancer. And then when they go to see their physician, they get tons of polypharmacy. And we own all the shares in these big tech companies while they do that. I know it says in the Bible, repent of pharmakia or pharmacy, but they don't repent. Isn't that glorious, oh Lord Satan? And for this reason, when they take the polypharmacy and they think they've had health care, they think they're getting healed. They're actually taking, like this maniac Dr. Deagle says, they're taking Embalmacare.
Meanwhile, they're paying hundreds of dollars each month for it. They can't put any money on supplements.
Right.
Which would actually
they took supplements, they took Skinner technology, or had a mild hyperbaric tumor in their home for a child with a learning defect. Their brain wake up and say, oh my God, my kid started talking to me while I'm in the chamber talking to the kid at 1.3 atmospheres with oxygen and ozone. Oh my God, this is the first time my kid said a sentence to me while I'm in the chamber with them. How many parents do you think have told me that since they've been pushing mild hyperbaric oxygen chambers and giving things to improve their neurotransmitters like B12, folate, specific amino acids, and so on? And they go, how come you know this? Other doctors have said, do you think a regular medical profession wants to agree with Dr. Deagle?
No.
Or they'll publish some bullshit published paper. Well, you have a published paper, Dr. Deagle. You must agree with them. I said, really? I'm not going to wipe my arse with that paper. You follow me?
Yes.
You have to prove to me with logic and science and evidence. You see, they twist the logic and evidence because they have an agenda. Big Pharma does. If they could take a natural molecule and add a side group and make it cost 10 or 100 times more money and tell you it's a magical cure for an illness, which is what they often do, they take a natural molecule and add a side group. It's a natural miracle. Look what we found. We can go blah, 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 and we increase the half-life by 45 minutes. And we did our double-blind placebo-controlled trial at XYZ University, and oh, look at this. That's worth billions. Let's do it. I know the whole game. I mean, I worked with drug companies for so many years, and people think, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. Yes, indeed, I am. Crazy smart, not crazy stupid. How's that? That's why my title is to say we get a supernova, a costume for superhero. I'll be Dr. No, K-N-O-W.
Right.
Pretty funny, hey?
Yes, I like that.
Because to me, I think sarcasm, besides good songs and good poetry, gets through to people. It basically knocks off the stupidity of their dumbassness and is like, ha, 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 Dr. Deagle, I thought you were an asshole, but you're actually smart and considerate. Now I get the joke because it's too funny, ha, ha, ha. I thought I blew you off as a dark head and my doctor knows more than you, but I realize you made me laugh, so I realize you're telling me the truth.
Yeah.
Why do you think, John, that experts like, you know, MSNBC and CNN and even Fox and Newsmax don't want to interview Dr. Deagle? I called into the show last week and I got on for about 10 minutes to what's called Chris X Radio. He's, I think, in Texas. And after I did my little spiel, he cut me off and tried to counter me. He only had 10 minutes left to blah, blah, blah on his radio show. But he didn't succeed. He looked like a total jerk trying to counteract what I said on his radio show. Do you think I have any nervousness talking to anybody, including right up to President Trump or Vladimir Putin or Mr. Xi? None of them. They don't have any flipping extra heartbeat in order to talk to these son of bitches.
What's the chance that Trump is actually mind controlled?
Of course he is. That's why they're saying exactly what's going on.
Ask is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the vice president isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
As crime continues to rise across the nation, President Biden is giving a major speech outlining his strategy for keeping the nation safe. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This as we hear the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year, and the others since in the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned, we're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan army and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
Four people are hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge in Washington, D.C. collapsed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, go ahead, Jason and John W.
Yeah, I had a question regarding your dendritic cells. What are they grown on, and what is the origin for the egg cap?
They're a standardized by special biotech labs, non-antigenic with no viruses, human dendritic cell line that can actually be incubated and grow, and the cell line then can be used to actually generate exosomes that are very healthy, and the exosomes are only memory molecules. There's no changing of the host. They're basically ways of growing them in a bioreactor, so you can generate with 14 pounds of exosomes freeze-dried after incubating for 5 days to 7 days.
Is this like an immunoglobulin freeze-dried, except that's bovine, and this is actually from a human cell?
The human cell is the incubator, and the sigma-1 protein with the spike protein with the sigma-1 portion of it, which allows it to get into the cells, is incubated with it, and it teaches them how to recognize a memory cell molecule to tell your body when you take exosomes, either with eye drops, nasal spray, or capsules to your small bowel, how to recognize the presence of the virus, how to kill it with superoxide radical 100 million degrees, and how to tag it with immunoglobulin so the body's immune cells can fry it and then eat it, so it can't get any away. And so it basically allows your body to terminate the abnormal heteroptopic generation of spike proteins, which are biotoxins that concentrate in your ovaries and testes and your liver and other organs. It stops the secondary ability of the virus to infect you, either the original coronavirus 19 or the newer, more lethal ones, which, by the way, the current vaccines have no protection whatsoever from the original coronavirus, or from the more lethal new versions called the Delta strain from India. My technology will give you 100% protection and be proven with lab tests.
So these dendritic cells are human, and they're cleaned, in essence, where they don't have any viral particles, bacteria, et cetera, from that.
Exactly. And these clean cells actually, the cells are not involved with the final product. We pull off the exosomes, and the only thing you get is mitomer molecules. There's no human cells in there. There's no pegylated ethylene glycol. There's no viral fragments or DNA to try to change your chromosomes. It's only memory molecules, not even a binder. That'll be in these special nasal or eye drop liposomes that contain zinc and ivermectin. But the capsule gel is just simply the actual exosomes in a capsule. Called a capsule gel, which is a system that gets it past the stomach acid and pepsin and allows the body to protect it. So depending on which technology it is, it's just from different ways of delivering to the immune cells the exosomes. They can be prevented from being destroyed by your stomach acid, pepsin, or stealth pathogens.
Because what they're doing with these vaccines by injecting them directly into the bloodstream is basically bypassing the body's immune system. Right? Immune system.
Right, but they're also evading it because the immune system would probably stop the vaccine from doing what it does because they put PEG or other things, pegylated ethylene glycol and other things, so it can evade the normal immune defenses to stop the heterotopic DNA insertion of mRNA or double-stranded DNA in your body to create these bioengines.
So every day we're coming in contact with DNA, RNA, et cetera, from animals, humans,
right,
whatnot.
And if you're healthy, your body extrudes those. And if you're not healthy, you eventually get autoimmune disease or cancer. For example, I learned this back when I was doing work 50 years ago with Dr. John Woodbury, that rheumatoid arthritis is basically a cross-reaction between mycoplasma fermentans incognita and joint synovial membrane. And you can get synovial cysts and rheumatoid nodules even up in the area of your brain, your hypothalamus. And
okay.
MS is actually due to, the presence of, we call spirochetes and so on that can actually trigger off an anti-myelin antibody against T-cell immunity. Go ahead, John, you had a question or comment.
Yes, I was just amazed to hear what you had to say about OCDC or whatever it's called.
That's why the number of people with OCD and neurological problems and depression is going up dramatically, and the amount of people with brain damage. And if you look at the actual IQ in the last two decades, the IQ has dropped. It's measurable in the population by around 20 points.
Yes.
In other words, the average person is in a borderline intelligence range now. They don't. It's around, actually not 20, let's say 7 points per decade. So the average person in 2021 is 14 points lower general measurable IQ mathematically and English and other skill sets than the average person in the end of the 20th century.
Okay. Now, Dr. Deagle, I met a person 2 days ago that I've known for a couple of years now, and I found out that they had OCD and basically... what steps should I do? Could I have them contact you for consultation? Or
all they do is they contact me with a summary paragraph and their lab results and so on. I'll redirect them with what tests they want to do with science doctorates and lab tests and so on. They give them not only scalar technology, but actually nutraceuticals and mild hyperbaric chamber, and I can regenerate their brain with... You may need a biofeedback device with a science doctorate, psychologist, or science doctorate that can train them how to start reactivating parts of their cortex. And you can actually quantitatively measure how things are. And people say, well, you can't measure. It's like, if I took every person who was in prison, that's either a serial killer or a criminal of some kind, I can tell you that, just like the movie Young Frankenstein, I can precisely tell you precisely why they have an abnormal brain. Do you get the joke? Dr. Deagle is actually smart enough to tell you if someone is a repeated sex offender or killer, that they have an abnormal brain. I'll tell you precisely why and which part of their brain is abnormal. How's that?
That's amazing.
There's nothing like me. I mean, I try to argue with people. I remember doing a mini mental status examination that I invented back in 1978 when I was working at the Calgary General Hospital, and the head of psychiatry there was there. What do you do, Bill? I said, I invented this mini mental status exam to tell people of organic brain damage and what's wrong with their brain. And I went over with him and said, oh, my God, Deagle, how the hell do you do this? I said, look, it takes me 20 minutes to go through it. If I do the test, I can tell you which precise area of their brain and which neural pathways are all screwed up. How'd you do that, Bill? I said, I'm not average. I'm not normal. And I raised questions. He said, you're kidding. I said, I can validate this by doing brain imaging and so on. And of course, later, only 2 years later, I took the first training of any Canadian doctor to be trained in Tempe, Arizona in MRI scans. So I'd go to court when they'd be arguing with neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons. They'd never seen an MRI scan. And this is 41, 42 years ago where I saw MRI scans. I worked also on ultrasounds, advanced imaging, and some of the other technologies because I took extra training in radiology. And people want to argue with me. I said, look, I've got certification in these areas. Or quantitative electroencephalography, when they say, well, you can't tell that someone's wrong with their brain. Of course they can. I said, are you kidding me? I can do a positron emission tomography scan on somebody and a spiral C-section CT scan, a T100 MRI, and you can tell you which areas of their brain are demyelinating and which areas of their brains or cortex not waking up on a quantitative electroencephalogram. And there's no frequency matching for different areas of their cortex. I can tell you exactly which area is gone. Left temporal, right frontal lobe, visual motor cortex. I can tell you exactly what's happening. And they said, you can't do that. I said, I don't do it by myself. I use the radiologist that does the test I order. Pretty funny, eh?
Yeah.
And I train, by the way, I'll train doctors anywhere free. I don't care if they're in Germany or South Africa, and they listen to me and say, how do you know this, Deagle? I said, what do you do when you got an IOT between 270 to 300? And to you, learning is like playing little games as a child. I said, if I don't know something in the area, I like Vulcan mind meld. I can suck their brain drain out to your own head, into my head, and I'll start analyzing and putting together the concept so I can figure out what's going on. When I talked to Charlie the other day, and he's a very brilliant guy too, Charlie Hill. I said, oh, you're right. I gotta make a nasal spray and an eye drop version, or some dumbass is going to take my technology and make an eye drop version of my exosomes. So we're expanding my patent. And by the way, I can make it as early as when I get my first batches of exosomes, I can make a batch to include the EduCap. So I'm actually probably going to sell them directly at my site, even while we're doing a parallel study. I'll have the EduCap I call COVID Protect as an eye drop and as a nasal spray, probably as early as the end of the month when I get my first batches. It goes to my manufacturer in Utah with Dr. Truat and makes our other stuff for us, our silver.
That's amazing. That's just
that's the Dr. Bill, Dr. No, eh?
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues. You call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol.
He's not showing for his show here.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, so Simon, what's the timely news items? I know you had a couple there you mentioned earlier. Go ahead.
Well, you had said on the medical...
Oh, he's driving. He says, sorry, I'm driving. He says, sorry, I'm driving. And I'm wherever he's driving. Okay.
He's going to steal our studio time.
Yeah, keep calling him, Dan. You might get him for the last minute or two. Go ahead and say the story. Keep on saying that. What was the element of the story that you wanted to bring forward, Agent Simon in Florida?
Well, I thought at this point you had indicated that you wanted to do possibly like a one-hour special to discuss all these particular issues and how they related to the EduCap tomorrow. So it might be best doing that rather than...
Just made a throw to the main key of the ones we talked about earlier this morning. We'll go ahead and first see the first issue. We only have a segment left here, and then we're going to be shutting down.
While we have Mr. Spring, we can talk about some current affairs. If he's interested, I'm sure he's...
Well, just mention the story. You gave me a couple papers here. Go ahead and say what the paper said.
Well, there were two papers in particular. There was one from earlier this month that was talking about polymerase beta and its impact on RNA being absorbed by DNA as opposed to what they previously thought its sole function was, which was DNA replication, which it doesn't do very well. And that was particularly relevant, that study, in the light of the biodistribution report that was put out by the Japanese FDA on the fibers that we talked about earlier in the week. And then the second study, which tied into that and tied in with your comments for the last few months on spike proteins also being a biotoxin, was the report that just came out on Monday, which was from the Masonic Medical College and Boston University, that is talking about the spike protein not being dependent on ATP receptors in order to interact with heart tissue. And they found that even by testing it on heart tissue that didn't have ACE2 receptors, and in this case they were using mouse heart tissue, that it was actually extremely destructive to the heart tissue, like having a heart attack. And in fact, they believe that the inflammation of the heart was actually a symptom of the underlying damage being caused chemically by the spike protein, as opposed to the sickness in itself. They said that when people were being treated with anti-inflammatories, like lots of allopathic medicine, it was dealing with the symptoms and not with the underlying metaphysical reaction.
Well, it's not really metaphysical. It's basically, it's different. There's different pathways where it can cause toxicity. It has an ACE pathway, it has non-ACE pathways, but it's getting one protein and other technology.
Exactly. And so to your call, Jason's point, or rather his question, that's why the EDUCAP, as you described it, functioning was so important, because even if this mRNA has gone to the bone marrow and been absorbed into DNA, then hopefully your EDUCAP would continue to counteract the spike proteins that would be reproduced until this effective genome could be in the
DNA. It would shut down what's called the ability of the EDUCAP to actually be a bioreactor to generate new genetic replication machines elsewhere throughout the body, because it's not just there. And it's not just the spike protein itself on the ACE receptor. It's other proteins tied into the spike protein and affect other metabolic pathways as it comes in.
Sure. It's kind of upregulating and downregulating all kinds of
things. Yeah, other things. The other ones are basically age genes that work on the extracellular matrix, genes that actually regulate what's called the skeletin 1 that can affect spongiform changes in the brain. We call gene modulation genes that are actually inserted in this whole spike protein thing. So spike protein basically is like, if you want to call it a Satan's tree, a Christmas tree, with different decorations on the tree that are toxic and deadly. How's that? It'll lock onto the ACE receptor, but it has other ways of toxically effing you up.
It's interesting because your friend, Dr. Fleming, he recently gave a big presentation looking into the spike protein in great detail with all the video slides of it and stuff. I'll try and send that to you.
Yeah, we already did 2 months ago with him. I already went over that 2 months ago.
I know you did, but I thought you'd be interested to see the public presentation that he did. I know you keep track of some of
Yeah, send me that next one. Yeah, that would be good to look at. But it basically, he's looking at all the other ways that the spike protein can mess you up.
That's what he was talking about, yeah.
The thing is, what my EDUCAP and EduSpray and EduDrops will do is shut down the self-replication machine that allows it to become a replicating machine inside the body.
And this spike one, or this this ACE, or this receptor, is only present in humans.
This actual the sigma 1 protein has been reverse engineered by Dr. Lieber and Harvard. And it can infect bats now. It can only infect human cells.
And
we can't believe that it was engineered.
Yeah, you can infect bats with it. You can take this virus and it will not infect bats. The kind of bats are 1,000 miles from Wuhan. You cannot infect them anymore.
Yeah. It was the time that it was engineered.
Oh, yeah, it's completely engineered. There's a bioweapon. It was, well, they engineered the virus, they engineered the vaccine. They engineered the bind link that they want to do, because eventually they want to convert everybody that survives the virus and is functionally sterile into a digital mind-linked cyborg connected to the supernet, where they turn off and destroy your VMAT2 regions, so your soul is turned off and you become a functional cyborg of the super state and are connected to what's called 5D rather than 5G. 5G will connect you to 5D, so your consciousness will be connected and you won't have any digital privacy of your cortex, your brain, bidirectionally.
And the church is dead, and that's why we have so many moving to the new age, because they're actually, you know, taking these drugs, these hallucinogens, and they're actually getting access into what they believe is the spiritual realm and angels, however, most likely it's demons.
But they're incubi and succubi, which are sexual warrior demons of the Draco Reptilians and the ancient star systems that actually were disembodied spirits.
Well, apparently Professor Lieber is battling terminal cancer, so whilst he's been charged with transferring electric...
Is he dying of terminal cancer now?
Yeah, it looks like he'll never testify, very conveniently. And he's still charged with transferring car battery technology, nothing to do with biochemistry.
Well, that's a shame, because, you know, the best slayer of evil is a saved sinner. So if I could save Mr. Lieber's sorry carcass from his cancer and get him converted and tell the truth, then it would be save millions of people. Because to be honest with you, most people think that Dr. Deagle is just a very, very loud, interrupting his guests, crazy nutball, including these lady doctors who said Dr. Deagle's psychotic, because I gave a couple of them some compliments. They're the ones who are psychotic, evil bitches. They need to smarten up. Right?
Yes.
And that's the nicest thing I can say. Because let me tell you, it would be a lot worse if I told them the whole truth. When I even did yesterday, tried to contact Dr. Minkowitz, who I said to contact her, I had a very important thing to say. Did I say, I can't talk to me until July already? That's what she said in the text message. I'm thinking, and I messaged her back. I said urgent means urgent. In other words, I wanted to give her a notice about the fact I got my bioreactor, got my EnduCap and so on, because she's the one that's written in her book about pandemic. She wants to stop it. No, she doesn't want to stop it. She wants to glory in the fact that she's written her fourth book now this month of June, so she can get more people following her, as she's literally providing no support to tell people to sign with the EnduCap when we get our future versions of it. It's the solution to the problem. None of these people want solutions. They just want to glory in the destruction of our so-called parts of the human race who've actually killed themselves by committing vaccinocide. Disgusting.
They can do extensive research on the origin, but they can't do any research on how to help people.
No, they're jealous. I think it's a form of controlled opposition of the dark side. How's that? Just like Alex Jones and Mike Adams are a controlled opposition of the dark side. They don't want to interview Deagle. That guy's got friggin' solutions. When I told him how Alex Jones that I was going to be an expert, right now I'm waiting to hear back from Dr. Honger. I'm one of the primary witnesses for the grand jury in New York over the demolition of the World Trade Center Tower with the same demolition technology they used in Oklahoma City when they fired and gave me death threats. Everybody is terrified to deal with Deagle, even big shots like Alex Jones and Mike Adams. You know why? Because I'm the truth teller. I'm Dr. No. How's that? I'm a coming.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.